All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, brother.
You know, with all that in mind, I have great respect for a child born in a Christian home, and they stick with it.
Yes.
But I have even greater respect for a person that's born in all opposition, and they get saved and stick with it.
Amen.
Because they went, you know, Ruth come from a foreign country who was actually industrious in getting the Jews off track under Balaam.
Yeah, yeah.
And in verse 25,
that's right.
Balaam taught him to. He taught Balak how to weaken the Jews.
That's right.
In the first verse 25 in Numbers, they were sleeping with the daughters of Moab.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
She came out of all that and clung to what's right.
Amen. We saw something.
And,
amen.
Yes,
praise
the Lord.
All what Naomi went through.
Yeah.
Ruth saw something in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she saw this little ray of light. I mean, Naomi was going through some difficult times,
mm-hmm.
and that she didn't quite understand everything that was going on in her life. But she said, "I'm gonna return to Bethlehem."
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm returning to Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much it was her decision to go to Moab. She was going with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But then she made a return. I'm not going to stay in Moab.
Yep.
I'm going back to Bethlehem.
Yep.
That's right.
The house of bread.
Yep.
I'm going
That's right.
back.
That's what it means, the house of bread. Exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she left the house of bread
yeah.
looking for bread. But she said, I'm going to return to the house of bread. She could have
right.
just stayed in Moab.
Yep.
I mean, you know, she's got two daughters-in-law there. She's been there over 10 years. I mean, she kind of established there.
Mm-hmm.
Why not stay there?
Yeah.
But she said, I'm here, I got to return.
That's right.
I got to go back to. So it was still something working in her
mm-hmm.
in regards to all that she was going through.
That's right.
Well, she is. Bring up a question. I mean, that I was writing down some of the questions that came up when Money was talking, and you answered one of them. You know, did she agree with Elimelech or whatever when they left? Maybe she didn't agree with it, but she went anyway.
Yeah.
She's a wife.
Naomi, yeah.
So my question would be, did Elimelech leave Bethlehem in order to escape the punishment of God?
Well, he escaped.
As a result of the famine. Is that why he died in Moab? Because he tried to escape that punishment.
That is what the rabbis tell us, that's what happened. That's right. Instead of staying in the Holy Land and dealing with the problem, he fled.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in a strange land. That was his punishment for leaving the Holy Land. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
That's their take on it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, who knows?
Does it eliminate me?
My God is king.
Mm-hmm. And we all have something greatly in common.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a place where his God was not king. That is true.
Mm-hmm. But we have the same thing in common with Ruth. We all heard about Jesus and we all came.
Yeah.
We
yes,
left.
We, do, brother.
We left what we were used
yes,
to.
Yes, we do.
And we entered into a brand new life.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
And
I
love the way Brother Harden brought that out.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, and I'm going to start with verse 14 in chapter 1. It says, and they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. So she meant what she said.
Okay.
The last verse said she would die for what she believed.
Yeah.
And when we got saved, we died to what we believed. The first thing the enemy said when I was considering getting saved, he said, you're going to be bored.
Gonna be bored.
Yeah, and that's what the devil told me. See, you're gonna be bored. And I thought he was telling the truth. I said, well, I don't care. This is right. I really thought I was going to be bored. But I have, a miracle happened because I have not been bored since that Friday in 1983.
Isn't that the truth? That is a fact.
I hadn't been bored yet.
That's right.
One of the most boring places you can be is in a dentist's office with nothing to read. And and I sat in many dentist's office with nothing to read, but I was talking to them. I have never been bored since 1983.
Amen.
And that, you know, so she died for what she believed. We die to our sin. We die to the ways of the world. This is the foundation. This is the heart of a dedicated person. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of person the Lord can give an instruction to, and they will finish it. They will not let anything stop them. Let me read that again. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death depart thee from me. This is the dedication she had towards her mother-in-law, because her mother-in-law loved God. Because she said,
almost like a covenant she
made. Oh, yeah. Covenant.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. She took a solemn vow. Yes.
And she meant it. And she stuck with it.
I mean, Naomi could not have promised her anything. I mean, Naomi didn't really have nothing.
She had nothing.
But
remember that. She had nothing. Remember that, because we're gonna run into that in chapter 4.
Yeah.
Remember what you said is true. Mm-hmm. Naomi had zip.
Nothing.
Zero.
Yep. And Naomi spelled it out for her. She said, I don't even have a son. I don't have nothing, you know.
And then she gave her bad advice. Told her to go back with Orpah.
Orpah has gone back to her gods and to her people. You go back, you know, but you come with me. I don't have no promises.
She didn't want to give her any false hope. That's exactly right.
I don't even have a future. I don't have
In nothing. A way, she was blind, and blinded Israel tell us to do the same thing.
Ruth could see something. She said, "No, where you go, I'm going."
That's right.
And your people are going to be my people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, you're a Gentile. What's wrong with you, baby?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know these people are going to accept you?
Mm-hmm.
She just had something in her that, she just knew it was right.
Yep.
Your people are going to be my people. No, Ruth, you're Gentile. You don't understand the Gentile. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, and your God, not that I just want your people, I want your God.
That's right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God went ahead of her and made things right for her.
That's right.
Even with Boaz, you know, her, you know, going to Boaz, having Boaz. Boaz was already kind of prepared for Ruth, because do anybody know who his mom was?
I know.
Yeah. Rahab the harlot.
Rahab the harlot.
Yep.
Was Boaz's mom.
That's correct.
So he was...
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
God went ahead of Ruth, and just Ruth was walking by faith, because we didn't really
promise.
That's
true, exactly.
But God, because she made those statements, because she made that claim.
Rahab made the same kind of decision in the end.
Rahab made a similar decision.
She made the same kind of decision in her day.
Huh?
Rahab.
Rahab, yeah.
She made
Rahab,
the same kind of decision.
Rahab the harlot.
Yeah.
She showed him how to get
exactly.
in. Save the family.
When Boaz looked at Ruth, he said, the other man, like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
But Boaz said, that's the girl.
Yeah.
Rahab, my mama, was a harlot.
Yeah.
She was a Gentile.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Okay,
watch verse 8.
That way, he like, could that be Boaz's mama? No. Would that man be like, no.
I'm sure he knew it.
You got it wrong. I
forgot about that. Watch verse 18. It says, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. She gave up speaking. It's like, I'm done. I can't convince her. And Ruth kept following her. This kind of dedication is what God is looking for, because this is the kind of dedication that will not quit. And like we said in the communion class, the format is in the instruction. When God tell you to do something, as you begin to do it, it all becomes clear. The format is already in it. Whatever God give you to do, the anointing is in it, and the format is in it. It'll be revealed as you obey it.
Amen.
Okay. This is good. We stopped at verse 19. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for blessing us and hearing our prayers and helping us to do all that's in your heart, revealing truths that are so important. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.